welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of Scripture found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. A familiar passage of Scripture describing the great potency, the power of God's Word. And the Lord wants us to know that His Word is powerful. It has the ability to go deep inside of you, to penetrate and separate soulish things from spirit. It separates our humanity from that which is of God, that which is of His eternal character. We are in His image and likeness. That which has been worked and that which needs to be worked on, the Word will bring that to the surface. The Word separates sharper than a surgeon's scalpel. Think of that. It will change some things. It's alive and powerful. Emotions that need to be cut off from that which God has worked in your life already. Sometimes you'll find out what your real intent is, not the reason you thought you were doing it. Oh, now my motivation has changed. My intent has changed. When we have the Word, beloved, constantly in front of us, our emotions will change. Now, how do people deal with emotions? Everybody deals a different way. Some just bury them. They don't let them show. Sometimes old generations were raised this way. I know in terms of the generation, not my generation, but the generation before, nobody talked about anything. You never described or shared how you were really feeling. And when I say don't let them show, sometimes now, you hear what I'm saying, there's a time and a place. Obviously, in a crowd, that's okay. We can keep a smile even if we're hurting, even if our emotions are painful. But beloved, we have to present ourselves in a way that doesn't cause other people to stumble. And, you know, actually the crowd doesn't care anyway. You may not be feeling happy or cheerful at that moment, but you can be pleasant. And it's not a time or place to unload all your emotions. There's a time that God wants us to deal with our emotional baggage, if you will. What do you do with it? Well, we need to deal with our emotions in a controlled environment, not in public. Have you ever, been in a restaurant and somebody just loses it? They raise their voice and they start screaming at one another? Well, obviously, that's an example of totally being out of control. We need to carefully select who you want to be involved in that process of healing. Someone trustworthy, someone who generally cares and has the ability to help you. Or you may not have anyone. Maybe it's a situation where you just have to go before the Lord. But He is a wonderful counselor. So you need to be very selective in who you want to involve in sharing your deepest feelings. Someone who has the ability to help you, someone who genuinely cares. Now, someone could really care about you, but they may not be able to help you. Some people can be really sympathetic, but sympathy really never cured anyone. You need someone to walk alongside of you, someone who's trustworthy as well as have the ability to keep things confidential. The ability to help you to take steps in the right direction. And just being sympathetic won't do that. You're both wallowing in the same emotional quagmire, and it's an unprofitable outlook on life. Well, we feel the same way about things. We're buds. Well, people, of course, we look around for someone who feels the way we do or thinks the way we do. We want to be affirmed. But if we need help, we need to look around for someone who we can really share our heartfelt feelings with. Some people just want to bury it, way down deep inside. They shove it down and suppress it. And they spend all their effort keeping a lid on it. Well, the problem is, it doesn't stay there. It keeps pushing up. You can cover buried emotions for a time, but I'm sure you've discovered circumstances will resurrect those feelings in a moment's time. The enemy is a master at developing harmful emotions that you don't know how to control. You say, well, I'm just going to guard against that. But if you don't know how to deal with it, the enemy has helped you to be pushed out of control, and that has a detrimental effect on your life. He's a master trying to resurrect whatever emotions may be buried deeply when someone says or does something, or there's a particular set of circumstances. All of a sudden, you know, you thought you had a handle on it, and it's happening again, and it's worse than ever. So what are the answers? Well, we have to develop a healthy soul. 3 John 2, God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Something must happen with our mind, with our will, and our emotions in order for us to live in the lifestyle that God has for us. Our souls must prosper in the Word of God. We need to renew our mind. That's how we're transformed. We're to build new things into our mind. We're to put off the old. We're a new creature in Christ. And beloved, there's three factors that will control your thought life. What you put in other words, what you think about, the people you hang around with, and your environment. Now, let's look at the last one first. That's very subtle, the environment and the atmosphere. Sometimes thoughts come and we don't even realize that they're the result of the environment. That attitude has been cultivated. You know, that's the effect of society. I've actually had, heard some preachers say, well, I don't listen to the news at all. I just stay in the Word of God. Well, there may be a time for that, a season, but at least this is just my opinion. We are to occupy until Jesus comes. And yes, the news, listening to the news hour can just rip you down. I mean, the violence, the evil that is being, and you don't hear that much in the way of good news. It's always, the violence, the evil, the terrorist attack, and that can be very debilitating. It can just really depress you. And yet, I believe we can ask the Lord for just a shield around about our mind, but we need to be praying. If the body of Christ isn't praying for the nations of the world, for souls to be saved, if we're not praying for our nation, if we're not praying for our president, well, regardless of our political affiliation, beloved, that's why we're in the mess that we are in here in America, because Christians have reneged on their responsibility to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. That's why I'm spending the time I am talking about our will, talking about our emotions. If we turn from our wicked ways, then God makes a declaration. He makes a promise. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive your sin and heal your land. Beloved, we need to be praying and not just fold our hands or sit down or close our eyes and say, well, Lord Jesus, just come quickly. We want to pray that, but we need to work while it's yet time and light for us to work, while the day still is with us. So, beloved, we need to develop a healthy soul. And so in the environment and atmosphere is very subtle, and we have to be willing to deal with our will. Conforming the will takes time. Praying the prayer of consecration over and over. Lord, I consecrate my will to you. Not my will, but your will be done. And so as we look at our emotions, God made us with emotions. They were meant to be expressed. They're not bad in themselves. Even good and what we would say negative emotions, even what could be harmful emotions if we harbor them for a length of time. Joy, happiness, we say, oh yeah, praise God. But even grief and sorrow are healthy at the appropriate time. Sometimes if we lose something, we all go through loss and grieving. Perhaps a job, loved ones, a relationship, even a car or material possessions if we lose something. We have to recognize these are healthy emotions. No, they're not bad in themselves, but we have to realize we have to process the loss that we may have experienced. We don't need to dwell there. Process, get through it, so the loss is not so painful or consuming. Now, harmful emotions like resentment, bitterness, jealousy, envy, we live in a competitive world. You know, if you hustle, you can do more than most. You can outdo everybody. Well, competitiveness has gone to the extreme in our world, striving. And sometimes we put it on ourselves. I just have to be the best. If you're seeking perfection in this life, for even for yourself, it's not going to happen. It will drive you to an unhealthy lifestyle. Competitiveness must be channeled correctly. And we can compete with ourselves as long as we don't demand perfection of ourselves, but in a way to just kind of stretch ourselves to do more and to be all that we could be, but not to compete with others. There's no room for emulation. In fact, that's that in the King James, that's what that means, competitiveness. Now, anger can be good or bad depending on how we use it and depending on our control of it. It is possible to sin with anger. So we can say sometimes things in heat of the emotion of anger that would be better left unsaid. We've all done that. That's why it's so good to quickly forgive. Unforgiveness will trigger bitterness, resentment, if unchecked. We all can have critical attitudes. We've all traveled that road, but this will stop our personal growth. We won't go beyond that. How can you believe God for physical health? Well, if those negative emotions are so strong in your life, it's difficult to receive healing because that takes faith. Those emotions are strong, and we don't even meditate on healing much. What does it take to be healed? Meditate on the healing scriptures of God's word. We have to learn to deal with our emotions. They can be harmful or a great asset. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. The time has just flown this week. I pray that you're being blessed and encouraged and given understanding by the Lord of how you can lead a more victorious life in Jesus. Well, if the Lord leads, we'll just continue on next week. I think many are being blessed by this. I know I am. It's good to hear all this again, just to be reminded that God is working to transform us into the perfect image of Jesus. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.